Now, the place that he wrote from is interesting, and it's controversial, and there's always been difference of opinion. The big problem, I would say, of this epistle, although the liberal has tried to discount both the epistles of Peter, especially the second epistle, but any conservative scholar can give you adequate proof that Simon Peter's epistles belong in the canon of Scripture. Now, the place he wrote from, we're told, is Babylon. He says, verse 13 of chapter 5, the church that is at Babylon, elected together with you, greeteth you. Well, now, he has to be in Babylon for the church. Now, there are those that think that he's using it in a symbolic manner or a metaphorical sense as meaning Rome. Well, there's no reason for him to do that because Simon Peter is an apostle who didn't deal in language like that. Now, John in the book of Revelation will do that, no question about it. He's using symbolic language, but Peter's not doing that. Peter gets right down where the rubber meets the road. He gets right down on the sidewalk where you and I walk today, right on the asphalt of life. And he's not dealing with symbols. Simon Peter had meant Rome. He would have said Rome. Now, personally, my judgment is Simon Peter never did go to Rome. I don't think he ever saw Rome. Now, I think he was in Asia Minor, and that was the great heart of the Roman Empire. But he was not the apostle that opened up that territory. It was Paul. And Paul would never have gone to Rome if Peter had been there ahead of him, because Paul made it very clear that he went where the gospel had not been preached before. And Rome was on his itinerary, so I take it that Peter did not found the church in Rome at all, but Paul actually did that. Now, there's another very valid argument that Peter was not in Rome, but in actual Babylon, because if you'll notice the places that he mentions, the ones he's writing to are sojourners scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Now, if you get your map, you'll find out those places are in what we call Turkey today or Asia Minor. And he moves from east to west. Now, if he'd been in Rome, it'd been a little awkward to go way over and begin at the west and move toward himself. The common way to do is to always begin where you are and then move from there. Now, if I said that I was coming east and I'm in California as I make this, I say, well, I'll be going through Arizona and I'll be going through Texas, and I'll be going up to Buffalo, New York. I think I'd take it in that. And I wouldn't say that I'm going to Buffalo, New York, Phoenix, Arizona, and Dallas, Texas. I just wouldn't give it in that jumbled way, and I'm sure that you wouldn't either. So we have every reason to believe that this man, Simon Peter, is in actual Babylon. Now, you must remember that if you go back far enough, at the time that the Babylonian captivity ended, that a very small group of Jews returned back to that land, less than 60,000. That means, therefore, that Simon Peter and his ministry was with these people, and there was a great colony in Babylon at this time. You see, it still was a great city on the Euphrates River, and many of them had stayed there. And then persecution that had broken out in the Roman Empire under Claudius not only caused Aquila and Priscilla to go to Corinth, but it caused many in that land to go on over to Babylon, and persecution of Christians had begun also, as well as of Jews, so that there was quite a colony in Babylon. I see no reason to discount the fact that Simon Peter was the apostle that went to those that were scattered abroad of the nation Israel, and there was some in Babylon, and he went in that direction, while Paul is the one that went west. Now, I've spent a little time with this because, very frankly, I consider it rather important.